More violent scenes in Bahrain. Latest reports say police have opened fire at protesters in a village west of the capital, Manama. Rights activists said police fired shotguns and tear gas to disperse several hundred protesters in the village of Day. All entrances to the village are reportedly blocked by the security forces. Meanwhile, a military officer has taken charge of the Salmania Hospital in Manama after the dismissal of medical officials. Several arrests have been made. This includes the arrest of Dr. Ali Al-Ekri, who was in operation room at the time of his arrest. Earlier, the UN Human Rights Council slammed the Bahraini security forces for the brutal crackdown on protesters. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, criticized Bahrain for attacking medical workers and using tanks and helicopters to force protesters off the streets. This is why Pillay says reports of the recent killings, arbitrary arrests, and beating of protesters by Bahraini forces is, quote, shocking and illegal. Amnesty International has also called on the West to stop arming the Bahraini regime.
February 17, 2011, Bahraini security forces attack protesters in Pearl Square in the capital Manama. Most are protesting peacefully. Many are volunteer nurses helping to attend to the wounded. But a new report released by Amnesty International has called the use of force by police that day unwarranted and in breach of UN standards.
Police were using tear gas in close quarters with the population, but in the open air for the most part. But they were also using shotguns and they were using rubber bullets. And in some of those cases, those were fired at very close range of people.
Among the most shocking violence was that used against medical staff. Paramedics told Amnesty how they were dragged from their ambulances and beaten by police when they tried to pick up injured civilians. They said security forces threw tear gas into a medical tent run by volunteers on Pearl Square. According to the United Nations, use of force by security services should be exceptional and used only when strictly unavoidable in order to protect life. Amnesty International believes that this was not the case in Pearl Square in February.
Amnesty are also asking that American and European governments stop sending arms to Bahrain and review their arms trading policy because of the clear risk to human rights. American and French tear gas and rubber ammunition was found on Pearl Square after the attacks on protesters in February.
Clearly, some people gave the orders and a lot of people carried them out using excessive force, and that's something that needs to be examined. What were the circumstances, and those responsible need to be held to account.
The Amnesty report comes as a three-month state of emergency has been declared by the King of Bahrain, who's brought in Saudi troops to help clear protesters. Since the Bahraini uprising started around a month ago, approximately 200 people have been killed in clashes with security forces. Bahraini forces say they are trying to create stability in the country. Steve McCall, Press TV, London.
The clampdown on anti-government protests is intensifying in Bahrain. More demonstrators and political activists have been arrested by security forces. Saudi Arabia, which has sent troops to Bahrain to quell the popular uprising there, has been strongly criticized by regional nations.
This footage best shows how brutal the crackdown on anti-government protesters in Bahrain is. The man waves his hands to the Saudi and Bahraini security forces, which is a sign of the peaceful nature of the protests. In return, he gets shot. The crackdown on the protesters intensified after Saudi troops invaded Bahrain to crush the popular uprising in the tiny Persian Gulf Sheikhdom. The Saudi and Bahraini forces on Wednesday unleashed an attack on the demonstrators in the capital, Manama. They first evicted the protesters camped out in Pearl Square. Pro-government thugs are beating up a protester in this video. Several people were killed on Wednesday. The Saudi and Bahraini helicopters strafed the protesters. It seems that the Bahraini and Saudi regimes will use all possible means to calm down the situation. The way the Saudi regime has dealt with the uprising in Bahrain is only comparable to Israel's acts in Lebanon and the Palestinian territories. Here are some parallels. Israel attacked Gaza and Lebanon on the pretext of protecting its security. The Saudi regime invaded Bahrain under the same pretext. Israel used banned weapons in Lebanon and Gaza. Saudi forces use live ammunition and poison gas against Bahraini protesters. Israel did not spare residential areas and hospitals when it attacked Lebanon and Gaza. Saudi forces also target ambulances and hospitals. Israel uses what's been called state terrorism, including abductions, assassinations, and bombings against nations. The Saudi regime created the Al-Qaeda terrorist group to achieve its goals in other countries. Both Saudi Arabia and Israel have a long history of violating human rights. They've been frequently condemned by international rights groups such as Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International. Now the question is, which regime is more murderous, the Saudi regime or Israel?
Bahraini forces have arrested at least six senior opposition figures as the clampdown on anti-government demonstrators continues. Among those detained are leader of Haq movement, Hassan Mashaima, and head of the leftist Waad Political Society, Ibrahim Sharif. Also taken into custody is Wafa party leader Abdel Wahab Hussein, who has led calls for the overthrow of the royal family. The arrests were made hours after Bahraini and Saudi forces attacked anti-government protesters in the capital's Pearl Square, leaving several people dead. In objection to the crackdowns so far, Bahrain's health minister, 12 judges, and two Shura Council members have resigned from their posts. The Bahraini King's advisor at the Supreme Council of Religious Affairs has also stepped down. Iraq has condemned the Saudi military intervention in Bahrain.
We believe that the will of people in any country should be respected. These demands must be met by the government of that country. Foreign military intervention will not be helpful. The government should enter dialogue with the opposition. We believe that Saudi Arabia must understand that the demands of the Bahraini people are peaceful and that they should be fulfilled by the Bahraini government.
Fayyad also said using force against peaceful protesters in any country is doomed to failure like the crackdowns in Egypt. The Iraqi National Security Advisor added that the Saudi military intervention will complicate the situation in Bahrain. Syria has also slammed the Saudi invasion of Bahrain. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim is flying to the capital Tehran for consultations over the situation in Bahrain. Condemnations continue to pour in from various countries over the deployment of Saudi forces to Bahrain. In Iran, hundreds of angry protesters gathered outside Bahrain's embassy in the capital, Tehran. Protesters shouted slogans against Bahraini rulers. They also called for an end to the violence and the killings of innocent people in that country. A separate protest rally was also held in front of the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Demonstrators also gathered in several cities in Saudi Arabia to show solidarity with the people of Bahrain. They're demanding the immediate withdrawal of all Saudi troops from the Persian Gulf nation. In Iraq, several thousand protesters marched to denounce the Saudi military intervention. It was also the same in Lebanon, where hundreds of protesters gathered in Beirut to condemn Saudi Arabia's help with the crackdown on protesters in Bahrain.